You have your Bible, open it to 1 John chapter 4. This week, we are going to celebrate the most monumental event of all history. God became a man. So much more could be said, and at the same time, nothing else needs to be said. God became a man. This event and all that encompasses it truly is the most astonishing event of all eternity. The reality of this event is astonishing, and it is also astonishing because of what is demonstrated through this event. Jesus is the preeminent manifestation of the love of God. God became a man, and the love of God was put on full display in his Son. If one is to celebrate Christmas, that one must celebrate the birth of Jesus. And if one is to celebrate the birth of Jesus, that one must marvel at the love of God. If your Christmas celebration this year or any year lacks reflection and worship of God for his love displayed in the sending of his Son, then your celebration is lacking substantially. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. He is the anointed one. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the image of the invisible God. In him, all things are held together. And his incarnation, which you will celebrate in 4 days, is the clearest expression of the love of God. Consider with me 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10. It says, "By this, the love of God was manifested in us," or in connection with us, "that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." The most clear expression of love is the one of the Father's sending his Son into the world. He did this for all who would believe upon him. And what is love? It is what would drive the Lord of the heavens and the earth to send his Son to be the propitiation for sins. What is propitiation? It simply means satisfaction or appeasement. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross satisfied, appeased God's wrath for all who would turn to him in faith and repentance. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you have repented of your sins and turned to Jesus for salvation, then the wrath that you deserved in your sin has been satisfied by Jesus on the cross as the propitiation for sins. Propitiation is necessary because of sins. Sinners, you and me, we continually shatter God's perfect standard. We fall short, and God's justice must be satisfied. Every sin ever committed by every person, it will be dealt with. Every sin will be punished, and it will be punished one of two ways. Either God's wrath will be satisfied when the individual suffers for all eternity, or God's wrath is satisfied by the punishment and wrath poured out on Jesus at the cross. You, Christian, truly get to celebrate Christmas in a unique way. In celebrating Christmas, you get to celebrate God's love. And listen to the next verse following verses 9 and 10. It says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Christian, you have a knowledge and capacity for love because you know Jesus. That's great news. You get to celebrate Christmas in a unique way because you have a knowledge and capacity for love that only comes from knowing the love of the Father. And the clearest expression of the love of the Father is in Him sending His Son to come to earth to be the propitiation for sins so that we might be reconciled to God. Don't squander your opportunity to demonstrate the love of God to others today. Don't squander it tomorrow. Don't squander it Christmas Eve. Don't squander it Christmas Day. Reflect on the love of God. Reflect on what He has done. Rejoice in the work of God and let that lead you to love one another. What a glorious reality that God, through His Son, has reconciled us to Himself and given us such a capacity to demonstrate love to one another because we know the love of the Father. The men are going to come and pass out the bread in the cup in just a moment. This is the time of our service where we take the Lord's table together, we take communion together. We do this every week to remember the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we do that this morning, take the opportunity to remember and reflect on the great love of God demonstrated for you, Christian, in the sending of His Son. John here couldn't think about the incarnation without also thinking about what Christ accomplished on the cross. And this Christmas and this day, we too should not think about the incarnation of Jesus, His coming to earth, without thinking about the gospel, without thinking of His death and resurrection. And let's take a moment now and do that. The men are going to come in just a moment. They're going to pass out a little piece of bread, and that bread is meant to signify the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was crushed for all who would believe upon Him. Christian, Christ's body was crushed for you as He made propitiation. And they're going to pass out a small cup of juice, and that juice is nothing special. It's nothing super spiritual. It's simply a symbol to remember Christ's blood. That was special. His blood was special. His blood was significant as it was poured out so that you, Christian, could have forgiveness of sins. And so take the bread and take the cup and remember Christ your Lord. Now, if you do not believe in Christ, if you have not repented of your sins, if He is not your Lord and Savior, then we would ask that you would not take the bread and the cup, but you would let them pass by unless one condition. Unless this moment, you might repent. Repent and believe in Jesus. If what you have just heard and the words of the songs that we've sung and what I've just shared, if that is something you are willing to believe upon and you are willing to repent of your sins and turn to Jesus, let today be that day. Do that today and take the bread and the cup with us and remember Christ. Remember what He has accomplished. You have an opportunity. If you do not believe in Jesus, you have an opportunity to have Christmas this week means something for you that it is never meant before. There is an opportunity standing before you to know the love of God. And I would plead with you, don't let another moment go by without repenting and turning to Him and experiencing the love of the Father in knowing His Son, Jesus Christ. Men, come and serve us. When your heart is prepared, take the bread and the cup, and I will close this time with prayer in just a moment.